Wildcountry.fm, your country favorites. It is Monday afternoon, and you know what that means. Your Wild Country Connects. Today, we're joined by Dave Cohen of Secom Federal Credit Union. Dave, good day.
How you doing, sir?
Very fine. Now, I understand today, Dave, we're kind of keeping it in the family, but not really.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a good way to put it. Fraud is such a big topic, and I go around, I talk to senior groups about fraud, I talk to students about fraud. Seniors and students are probably the biggest targets as far as fraud goes. Financial fraud takes billions, with a B, that's billions of dollars every single year, and there are lots of different scams. There's more technical scams, maybe your utility company or your financial institution, but today I want to talk about one of the more emotional scams. Okay, because really what fraudsters and scammers want to do is inflict that pain point, that emotion, get you to have a knee-jerk reaction and give money. And this one specifically is for an immediate return. They want the money now, and it's the grandparent scam. Okay, so the grandparent scam is very simple. A senior citizen typically will get contacted by someone who is using either some sort of technology maybe, or it could be an email or a text message saying they are someone who they're not, typically a grandchild or some other relative. What they want is money for help. Grandma, I've been arrested. I need bail. Or grandma, you know, I'm on the side of the road and I need to get a tow. I need money. I need help. They're in some kind of situation that is an immediate risk or immediate danger, and they want money. And with a knee-jerk reaction, you know, I don't know about you, I would do anything for my son, I would do anything for my wife, anything for my loved ones, and I'm sure you are the same way. So that knee-jerk reaction, totally natural. Yes, I want to help. I want to make sure you're okay. But sometimes you got to step back and think, is this real? Is this who I'm talking to? And it's okay to hang up the phone. It's okay to not respond to that text or that email, okay? Because if you know who you're talking to, then it's much easier on you. You make the contact, okay? Hang up, call them back. If it's a real situation, yeah, they might be a little mad that you hung up, but they know that you're gonna help and you know that it's real. If it wasn't a real situation, then hanging up has saved you possibly a lot of money, okay? We've talked to people who have lost thousands of dollars because they thought they were talking to someone that they knew, okay? The grandparent scam is something that happens all the time. We've seen and met people who have had this happen to them or almost happened to them. In fact, I'll tell you a story. It almost happened to my grandmother. My grandmother got a call supposedly from my cousin, okay? He said, Nan, I'm in jail. I need bail money. Can you help? I need $2,000. Now, my grandmother, being the nice, sweet woman that she is, immediately thinking, oh, you know, I need to do this. I need to help. How can I do this? Okay. Luckily for my grandmother, my cousin walked through the front door as she was on the phone with my cousin. So, thankfully, she avoided giving whatever money away she might have given, and the scammer got thwarted. So the grandparent scam is very real. Talk to your friends, talk to your family. And if it happens to you, don't worry because it's happened to a lot of people, all right? When I talk about fraud, I always say it's okay to be embarrassed. Never stay embarrassed, okay? Never let that embarrassment keep you from fixing the problem, okay? So you may contact yourself. Think about if it's a real situation or not. Think about if it's actually the person who's talking to you, okay? Because it is kind of scary. There is technology now where people can mask voices. They can mask phone numbers. They can copy things that make things look really real. And the grandparent scam targets senior citizens, and the scammer may think, well, they don't know what they're doing, or they're not going to know that it's fake. So just really think about the situation and always, you know, keep in contact. Always talk to your family, talk to your friends, because communication is also a way to prevent a lot of this stuff from happening. So watch out for the grandparent scam. It is very real. It happens all the time. And it's just one of the many scams that people use to try and get money out of seniors, because seniors are the largest targeted group for these scams. Like I said before, billions of dollars each year, and a lot of it comes from seniors. So watch out for that grandparent scam.